travel is on the rebound. How do we know? Ask Airbnb. If you were to pay attention to so many of the talking heads, you might think that the U.S. is in lousy shape financially. But what about those January retail sales numbers? Now, what about home builders? We've got a story about that that'll surprise you. McDonald's prices vary widely in different parts of the country. Speaking of pricing, Walmart has a message for its suppliers. Is it a threat? Could be. We've got the Wall Street Report and the story of cutting massive hours of meetings. And we mean massive. And what was the result? We'll tell you. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us for the entire ride again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. It is always tough being a startup. You can continue to operate, but still not make a profit. And if you're in the travel industry, good luck over the past 2.5 years. But all that has changed this week for Airbnb. CNN is reporting that the home rental service posted its first annual profit and forecast a sunny travel outlook for this year and an uptick in listings. The company reported it earned $1.9 billion last year compared to a $352 million loss a year earlier. The fact that it did report a profit wasn't the surprise, but the result was better than expected. Fourth quarter earnings of $319 million were far higher than the $184 million forecasted by analysts. Well, now let's take a look at another economic indicator. You know, the doom and gloom being shared by so many media types never seems to catch the other side of the story. We guess perhaps that bad news sells better. Well, how about some really good news? The Commerce Department has reported retail sales for January, and they popped by 3% last month. And that, my friends, is the largest increase in nearly 2 years. Economists predicted sales would rise by 1.8% after the 1.1% decline in December when consumers pulled back on spending due to high inflation and concern about the direction of the economy. CNN is reporting that the increases crossed all retail categories, with some of the largest jumps at department stores, 17.5%. Food services and drinking places picked up 7.2%, and auto dealers 6.4%, all of that according to the report. And we're not done just yet. The Boo Bears are also spinning this story, but we'll give you the facts. Home builders are seeing a major jump in their confidence. CNN is reporting that according to a report by the National Association of Home Builders, their confidence in the economy surged by numbers not seen in 10 years. So what are they exactly measuring? Well, current sales, buyer traffic, and the outlook for sales of new construction homes over the next 6 months. All three metrics rose in February for the second straight month, showing the strongest reading since September and the largest monthly increase for builder sentiment since June of 2013. There are, of course, still labor issues, supply chain issues, and rising costs. However, those all took a back seat, according to the report. And it was a volatile day on Wall Street, but in the end, all three major indexes finished Wednesday in the green. I'll have those numbers coming up for you in just a bit. Before we saw this release, we sort of figured that prices for items sold by McDonald's would be pretty similar wherever you were in the nation. Oh, but no, that's not the case. DC News Now is reporting that the most expensive Big Macs in the country are more than double the price of the cheapest. All of that according to an online resource created by a tech-savvy McDonald's customer. Sasha Fournier, a market executive from the UK, developed McCheapest.com to track Big Mac prices across the U.S. after purchasing a few of the signature sandwiches in the New York City area and becoming astonished by the price differences. As of today, the most expensive Big Mac in the United States costs $8.09 and is selling at a highway rest stop in Lee, Massachusetts. That's according to McCheapest's latest data. The least expensive, at $3.49, can be found in Stingler, Oklahoma. Prices appear to change somewhat frequently as well. When Fournier launched McCheapest on February 10, the most expensive Big Mac was selling at the same Lee location for $7.89. Across the street, they were only $6.39 apiece. Fluctuating prices for the Big Mac, who knew? You know, when Sam Walton started Walmart, he wanted to make sure that he was delivering items that the consumer wanted and at a price that was affordable. Now, in the throes of high prices for nearly everything, Walmart is doubling down and sending a demand to its suppliers. According to a recent report published by NBC, Walmart has sent a strong message to major packaging firms and manufacturers saying that it will no longer tolerate price increases and will instead promote its own private label products as more cost-effective alternatives to suppliers' name-brand goods. Now, if that sounds like a threat, yeah, maybe it could be. And because of the huge buying power of the nation's largest retailer, suppliers are paying attention. And Walmart's private label possibilities are expanding because the company can control the cost and quality of its private label products by producing more of them, resulting in, lower prices for consumers. Now, on the other hand, some buyers may be wary about private label items, which are frequently perceived as being of lower quality than the well-known brands. Walmart will have to convince consumers that its own brand products are just as good or even better than the brand name products they're used to buying. Well, the markets capped a wild day, but in the end, the major U.S. indexes all ended in the green. The Dow, after playing along the flat line most of the day, gained 38 points to end the session at 34,128, while the NASDAQ picked up 110 points to settle at 12,070, and the S&P 500 added 11 points to close at 4,147. Meanwhile, U.S. bond yields mostly advanced on with the 10-year rate reaching its highest level of the year after data showing retail sales grew by a surprising 3% last month, as we told you earlier. The yield on the 10-year T-bill advanced by 4.6 basis points to 3.806 from 3.760 late on Tuesday. Today's level is the highest since December 30. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with what happens when a company cuts a massive number of meetings. It's been a month since Shopify announced plans to cull staff meetings, and the Ottawa-based firm says it's already paying off. The e-commerce's platform human resources chief told Bloomberg that 1 month in, roughly 12,000 calendar events, or 322,000 hours across the whole year, have already been cut. Roughly 85% of the organization hasn't added back-to-back meetings on Wednesdays since no-meeting Wednesdays were implemented, and staff feedback has been positive, she said. Shopify in January announced it would end all reoccurring meetings with more than two people and limit large meetings to a window only on Thursdays. The result? Happier employees, more work getting done, and by simply restricting meetings, Shopify added the equivalent of, get this, 150 employees. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.